Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. And what state are you registered to vote in?
Arizona.
Arizona, alright. Perfect. And what year were you born in?
2004.
2004, alright. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote?
Almost certain.
Alright. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
What's up, Mom? It's really, really hard to say. I don't think that I can pick. There's too many issues that I care about to pick one. Inequality? Just a general inequality, maybe?
Gender inequality, alright.
No, general inequality, not
oh,
gender.
Oh, general. Oh, sorry, I thought you said gender. Alright, so general inequality.
No.
General inequality. Alright, perfect. Well, thank you so much for that answer. It's a really good one, actually. Alright, so now thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
I voted for Democrat Joe Biden.
Democrat Joe Biden, alright. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I would vote for Joe Biden.
Alright, so some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. So regardless of who you plan to vote for, could you please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100? 0 means that there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. So the first candidate is Donald Trump.
That's a 0.
Alright, and Joe Biden?
That's like an 80. Maybe like a
80.
70.
Mm-hmm. 70, alright. 70, okay. So thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
For the House of Representatives?
I'm sorry, what was that?
For the House of Representatives or for the Senate?
Well, for Congress. It's just,
For Congress?
Yes, in Congress, like kind of in general, but for Congress.
Okay, I would vote for whoever's sitting in the seat right now.
All right. So if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Carrie Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
Ruben Gallego.
All right. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat more.
Alright. So now if you could please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. So the first one is, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
There's no neutral, right? It's like somewhat agree, somewhat disagree.
There is no neutral.
I would say somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, all right. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Work visas? Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Somewhat agree.
All right. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the U.S. for over 10 years.
Agree. Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
All right. So now if you could please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely, or would make no difference when supporting him for, like, the 2024 election. So the first one is, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries with dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation. I can read the options again if you would like.
Did you specify working?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Or not working. Did you say working or... Did you specify anything about the work inside the United States in that statement?
No, I didn't mention work, but I did mention that they have been living in the U.S. for over a decade.
Okay. If you pass something like that, I would be more likely to elect them.
All right. So would that be, like, somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
All right. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
That would make me much, much more likely to vote.
All right. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat more likely.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat more likely.
All right. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
And lastly, a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
All right. So now if you could please indicate whether if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following statements. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
That makes me concerned.
Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little or a little concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
A little concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Could you repeat that real quick?
Yeah, for sure. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
That makes me very concerned.
Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
A little concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
Somewhat concerned.
All right. So now I'm going to read you some like different approaches that former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like for you to tell me which statement comes closer to your own view. So Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country for. While Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border, protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades.
Okay, what was the question about those?
Which statement comes closer to your opinion, Donald Trump's or Joe Biden's?
Okay, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden's approach comes somewhat closer to your opinion or much closer to your opinion?
Much closer.
All right, much closer. So after hearing some of more information, let me ask you just one last time about this November's election. If election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I'd be voting for Democrat Joe Biden.
As best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
Yes, I do.
All right. And what would you say is your relationship to them? Would you say like they're an acquaintance, a family member, a coworker, a friend, or would you prefer to not specify?
So they're my friend's parents, and I have never directly met them. So if that's a no to the previous question, then that's a no to the previous question. But like, that's it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't really understand what you said. I only heard to the part
okay,
where you
so
said a family member's friend, I think you said?
My best friend's parents.
My best friend's parents. All right. So, that would kind of be like an acquaintance, I guess, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, just them?
Just them.
All right. So in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? And you can kind of just tell me if you use, like, any of these lists that I'm going to, like, tell you. So the first one is OAN or Newsmax, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Univision or Telemundo, Instagram, WhatsApp, Spanish language radio programs, Fox News Channel or website, MSNBC and CNN or some other major news network channel?
Nope.
None of those?
No, I, basically only get my news from rumors at school and my parents.
All right, no worries. So, from which country or territory does your family trace their heritage from?
My mom is from Michigan and my dad is from Colombia.
All right. So, Colombia. All right, perfect. So, all right. So, just have to type out Colombia. All right, Colombia, perfect. So, were you born on the United States mainland? Or, like, on another
I was
country?
Born in the United States.
United States,
I was
right.
born in the United States mainland.
Perfect. And you said your parents, one of them was born in another country, right?
Yep.
Which was Colombia? All right, perfect. So, what language do you primarily speak in your home? Do you always speak, like, always English or more Spanish than English?
Always
more
English.
Spanish?
Always English.
Always English? All right.
Yep.
So generally,
my dad was fluent in English by the time I was born.
Oh, all right. So generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Democrat.
All right. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong Democrat.
All right. And thinking in political terms, would you say you're a conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Little.
All right. What is the last year of schooling that you completed?
This last year was the last year of school.
All right. And was that like a high school graduate?
Freshman year of college.
All right. Perfect. So what is your religion? That is, if you practice any religion. If you don't, that's totally cool.
Agnostic.
All right. So now, strictly just for verification purposes, can I have just your first name, please?
James.
James. All right, perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time, James. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more like in-depth and open-ended way. So could we note that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact in the future? And feel free to say no if you don't want to.
Sure.
No worries.
Sure. That's completely
yes.
Fine.
All right. Well, perfect. Well, this will clear survey, so just thank you so much for your time, James. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
Yep. I hope you have a good rest of your day, too.
All right. Goodbye. Thanks.
Goodbye.